My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Right now, this is Aqib Talib and Kay Adams talking about Brandon Ayuk and his status in the league.
Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy. It's
Brandon Ayuk is your top as a top three receiver?
Man, he's just his. I don't really go off the stats. I go off the player and his body control, his routes, his hands, his speed. He can easily be a top receiver in the league. If you put him on a team and you make him the focal guy, oh, he'll go crazy.
Okay. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And that's exactly where Aqib Talib is right now, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Aqib, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great, man. And we're big fans of Brandon Ayuk for sure. So certainly appreciate, like, we appreciate the kind of finer points that you were making about what he does on a field. But I want to start with this, because it sounded like you started by saying he's a top three receiver and then sort of switched to saying you project him as someone who could be. Can you expand on that? What do you actually think right now?
Well, I said I don't go off stats. So if you go off the stats, you got to pick the top three guys who got the best numbers and say those are the top three guys. But me being a cornerback and I guarded a ton of good receivers, I just go off how much problem would this guy present for a defense? And I think Ayuk is up there, man. He's going to present a lot of problems for anybody who lines up to guard him. He's going to present a lot of problems for him. So if I was creating a team, it would probably be Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and if Ayuk ended up my third guy, or if he was my third guy on the board and Ayuk was there, I'll be just fine with that. So that's kind of what I meant by it.
And I like that, and I want you to be a little bit more specific football-wise as to what he does that is such a difference maker, not only for the Niners, but as a receiver that gives teams problems.
Man, well, when you play receiver, I feel like it's all about finishing plays, you know, deep balls, 50-50 balls, balls over the middle where it's going to kind of be contested. I feel like he's wonderful at that. And it's also about creating separation, and I feel like he's wonderful at that. So you a dog, he's physical, he's tough, man. That's what I'm looking for in a receiver. I want him to be physical, tough. I want him to finish plays and create separation. He does all that. He does all those things. So, I mean, that'd be one of the kind of guys I'm looking for if I was drafting wide receivers.
Yeah, I think we get where you're coming from. I do wonder, though, like, let's throw out some other names. Like CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Adams. Is Brandon even potentially better than those guys? A.J. Brown.
Man, he is neck and neck with those guys. So if you tied, in my opinion, you tied your – if I'm top, I'm tied for third in interception touchdowns in ever, right? But I'm tied for third. Some people say I'm fourth. I'm tied for third, so I'm third. So if you tied, you even. So with that third, if I was naming my top receivers, I go Jamar, I go Jettis, and then at third I put CeeDee, Tyreek, Ayuk, probably my third, and then I come Devontae, and I mean I take Ayuk over Devontae.
I like it. And
interesting.
His young energy is, you know, Devontae not old yet, but he's getting in his days, you know, he's older. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always take a younger guy over an older guy.
And I think Brandon would like you to be his agent because he's looking for that new contract and you got him tied for third. So if you're Brandon and you're thinking like the way you're thinking, is it understandable why he's maybe trying to hold in and wait for a better deal?
Hey, that's his decision. That's him and his agent, man. Hey, I don't really know that part. You know what I'm saying? Why he's waiting, and I don't really know the situation at all. I don't know what the offer is that's on the table. I don't know. So all I know is if I ended up with Ayuk as the number one receiver on my team, I would be just fine with that.
Aqib Talib is joining us here on Willard and Dibs. And Aqib, the other thing, and I don't know if you meant to sort of take the conversation here or not, which is why we wanted to ask. You're talking about Brandon, but part of the quote was, you put him with a real QB, and he would do great things. And so obviously that got our ears going. What are you saying about Brock Purdy there?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, with San Fran in general, I meant like real QB, like a pass first type of offense. You know what I'm saying? Like a Peyton Manny, Denver Broncos style of offense where he's going to get, Demaryius Thomas is going to get 150 balls thrown to him, 160 balls thrown to him. The Bills have a pass-first offense. Diggs is the focal point of that offense. He's going to get 160 balls thrown to him. The Cowboys have a pass-first offense. CeeDee Lamb is going to get 160 balls thrown to him. The Niners have a run-first offense, and they got a bunch of guys, and they're going to spread the ball around. So the most targets you're going to get out there is about 90 to 100. So he's getting 60 to 70 less targets than a legit number one receiver. So that's what I mean. I ain't want to take nothing away from Purdy. Purdy's a hell of a player, and he's in a great system. He's doing his part. All you can do is play the hand that you're dealt, and Purdy is doing an amazing job running that offense. But I think it's a lot of guys who you could put in that quarterback, and they'll be able to run that offense.
And that offense was ranked number 32 out of 32 last year in pass attempts. So as a former cornerback, when you're going up against an offense like that where it might be Brandon, it might be Debo, it could be McCaffrey, it could be Kittle, does that give you as a defender a lot more problem as far as, you know, trying to figure out how to stop an offense that has so many weapons?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's where a lot of their success comes from, because you have to get ready for outside zone. That's hard enough to stop outside zone. So all the way to Thursday, you're going to be worried about outside zone. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're going to get ready for the weapons they have. And they got so many weapons, man. I think that's why they've been topping the NFC for the last 4 or 5 years. So it's definitely hard. It's definitely hard to get ready for an offense like that.
Akeem, just kind of circling back to your comments about like the target share, I wonder what your perspective would be on what a receiver might rather do, because we were chopping that up a little bit. If you're Brandon Ayuk, would you rather be on a team that gives you 50 more targets, however, it's not a great offense, they may not be a winning team, or would you rather just kind of take what you're getting and stay with the 49ers?
Man, you know how wideouts are. They wideouts, man. They want the 50 more targets, and they want the numbers, man. They wideouts. That's why they wideouts. That's what they bring to the table. A slightly selfish player who's going to be productive for the team. If he's not productive, you don't care what the score is. He's mad a little bit, and that's what you want. I want my receiver to want to help the team win. And that's what the good wide receivers do.
Okay, I feel that. But have you watched the receivers doc on Netflix at all, Akeem?
Hey, I started it. Me and my son watching it, but he don't watch TV as much as me, so I kind of got to watch it slowly with him.
I hear you. But the reason I ask is, like, I keep thinking of Davante Adams in this situation where someone who played on a great offense with a great quarterback, but then his eyes went elsewhere, and sure, college teammates with Derek Carr, but he's getting plenty of targets, second in the league. But it looked in the doc like he hates a lot of those targets because he's getting hurt and the team can't score points. You know what I mean?
Hey, I know what they make it. The editing and the production is great, but I promise you, if we could freeway Davante right now, he would tell you, oh, he loved the 155 or 160 targets he got last year. He'd love them. He wouldn't have it no other way, man. That's the nature of wideouts, man. They want the ball, and they want to help the team win. And if they're not, then you see the results of it is like the show receivers, with, you know what I'm saying, what they show from Davante Adams. That'll be the result. If it's not positive, you take a couple of those throws and let Garoppolo put them on the money, man, it'll be a totally different show. So that's just the nature of receivers, man. They're going to get mad when it's bad, and they're going to be very glad when it's good.
Is that kind of the nature of corners, too? Because the ultimate sign of respect is when they don't throw your way because they know that you're dangerous and you could pick it off. But at the same time, you got to kind of want the ball to come to your side. That way you can make a play.
Of course. You always want the ball to come to your side. But like you said, if they're not throwing it to my side, I'm totally fine with that too, because I get patted on the back for having the least amount of targets thrown at me. That's just a sign of respect. So at corner, man, it's either way. If you throw the ball at me, I'm going to make you pay. And if you don't throw the ball at me, I'm still going to get applauded for that. So corner is a little bit different. Corner is a little bit different, man. It's a little bit different than receiver.
And the ultimate sign of respect is to make it into Canton in the Hall of Fame. And I know you're a first time eligible this year. Is that something you've thought about seeing that bust and getting that gold jacket in Canton, maybe?
Man, of course. You always think about it, man. You play your career, and once you start making Pro Bowls and All Pros and being top in the category or top in some type of stat, of course you're going to think about it, man. But, you know, it is what it is. You have no control over it. You know, so hey, all you can do is go on shows and radio shows and lobby for yourself. So, hey, that's all you can do.
Well, there it is.
There it is.
Done.
Lobby away, yeah.
Akeem, thank you so much for hopping on, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, you too. Akeem Talib.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.